10 seconds.
Okay.
Oh, well, I wasn't expecting that. 20 seconds.
Okay. That's fine.
John FM WREB, Paul in studio with you. Hope all of you had a good Christmas yesterday. And for those of you who practice, it was the first night of Hanukkah as well. Joined in studio right now, Karen Martolio, Mental Health America of Putnam County. Karen, how you doing?
Great. Thank you, Paul, for having me on. I know it's, like you said, the day after a holiday for many people, and I think even people who are more secular still celebrate the season, right? It's the winter solstice as well, and there's just a general feeling, I think, of renewal this time of year, even though it's the longest part of the year. But I think it's a good time to reflect and be with family, because traditionally we do get this time off. So,
right.
I thought we might talk today about just how holiday traditions can mm-hmm. change and how that can affect our mental health.
Definitely. Before we do that, let me ask you one thing now. And this is, my oldest son made the comment yesterday to me, and I've heard this comment more leading up to yesterday being Christmas, I think this year than I ever have, that I can remember. And that comment is, for whatever reason, it doesn't feel like Christmas this year.
Oh, I totally get that. Boy, I was even talking to, I work in downtown Greencastle, and yep. I share an office suite, and it's the CASA ladies, the court-appointed support advocates. And we were just all talking about that. It seems like this year, things feel different, right?
And I don't know, economy, we haven't had a whole lot of snow. I can't put, him and I talked about it for a while, and I can't put my finger on why this year, more so than last year, the year before, and so on. It just, it didn't feel like Christmas.
Huh. I don't know. For me, it felt very different. It's not that it didn't feel like Christmas, but it felt different for
right.
me. And I know, on social media, so many people, I saw different traditions this year as well. So I think people are and what I think it's still a COVID leftover, quite honestly.
I think you're right.
I think there's a lot to that. I think we were so discombobulated with COVID on so many levels. Not that we fell apart. I think many people were very resilient. I think we were very strong and came through that. And we still have. I still have friends who have gotten COVID even now, and they've gotten through, and it's not a pandemic anymore. But I think I kind of think that changed kind of our dynamic as well, because just the way we react to changes, and I think maybe cherish those traditions and realize that maybe they don't have to be quite the same to be as meaningful. And so I think for like you and I, who are a little older, because we have kids, right? Mm-hmm. And they're older now. I think we see, I think we're a little bit more comfortable in saying, oh yeah, that it's not going to be quite the same as it was before.
Right.
And can I tell a story?
Yeah,
we're
good.
Going to talk about this. So, my husband is an only child, and his tradition at Christmas, because he was close enough to not like 2 hours from one set of grandparents and 4 hours from another set of grandparents, his parents, and he was no other siblings, no other like cousins in his area. So they would literally drive Christmas Eve and spend Christmas Eve at one grandparent's. And yep. then at the end of the night, drive to the other parents, and then have Christmas morning there. And so like they never had a tradition at their house. So I was telling this to my father yesterday, and he was like, oh, he said, I remember. He said, my mom's sister had 5 boys, like in 7 years. So boom, 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 boom. And my mom was really close to that family. And then she met my husband and they got pregnant right away. And so with my older 2 siblings, they had Christmas, like all of her family, because they were the closest. My dad was several states away, like 4 states away. So too far to like, you know, do the Christmas Eve thing. So my dad was so funny. He's the kindest, sweetest guy. But telling the story yesterday, he was like, we got home from this one Christmas and all the older, well, and the boys were all older, right? They were all leaving, you know, my mom's kids behind, right? Because they were little. And she was like, she came home and she's like, that's the last time we're ever going there for Christmas. And I mean, she was a sweet woman too. I could just, but my dad said that in that tone. And it was just like, okay, this is a change.
I laugh because I have said and heard those same things before.
So when my husband and I married, he thought we would just go to, you know, our respective parents for Christmas. And I was like, nope, my mom taught me that lesson. So we have our Christmas here. And we have 3 kids. So we have enough, you know, mass to like make it work, you know,
for us.
And it's been a great tradition. And then I leave for my in-laws today. So, you know, we shake it up a little, and it's been really good. So I think just, you know, those epiphanies that maybe some of your other relatives have made, you can learn from that. Yes, is what I'm saying. But you know, you do more than that. I'm sure my mother really she missed the time when her nephews were young, and she got to spend all of those Christmases with them in that capacity. But you know, families change, dynamics change. Even like we said, even like with COVID, we realize that we can do something different. But that doesn't mean that you can't mourn those holiday traditions that you used to have.
Right.
There's that too.
I know with me, I had 2 sisters and I was a staunch believer that kids woke up in their own beds and got up and saw what, you know, Santa brought Christmas morning. My ex-wife was an only child. So our Christmases were spent staying the night at my in-laws. Christmas Eve, and then wake up Christmas morning, and somehow Santa knew their address and knew to bring all the presents there. And then we would get up and head off to her grandparents and those kind of things. But no, I understand it, and I had a laugh when I heard you tell that story, because yes, I too, right, wrong, and different, had made those comments about we are never doing this again. And I have also heard those comments.
Well, I think, you know, it's important. There's a website that I think we're going to kind of look at today.
Yeah.
It's mhanational.org/holidays. And the particular thing we're going to talk about is just the changing or mourning of holiday traditions. And one of the first things are traditions are important, right? So I think it's important that we, you know, even small ones make a difference, even small things. Like, you know, like my dad, when he was younger, he's really elderly now, he doesn't cook for himself. So my brother made this, you know, Yugoslavian bread, it's called petitsa. And so he sent that, you know, sent a picture of it to me. And I was like, you know, maybe I'll get ambitious enough to do that. But even small little traditions like that can really help you feel like there's part of the holidays.
Right.
So it doesn't have to be like going to a certain place. I mean, it takes a lot of effort to go places. So maybe, you know, you can feel comforted and get that holiday feeling just with small little things, you know, small little traditions. So don't discount those, I think, is part of two.
And then one thing that I want to talk to you about is the fact that it's okay to be sad when traditions change. And, you know, whether it be a divorce or a death or an illness, you know, it's okay to have your holiday events adapt a little bit. And it's okay to then feel sad, angry, what have you, when traditions do change.
That's totally true. You know, and holidays don't need to look a certain way. I think especially with, you know, social media, I was looking and, oh, you know, there was a, so I am really fortunate to have DePauw students work for me. And there was one, and I get glimpses of former students on social media. And this one, it was like, I looked at it, I was like, now which one of these young people do I know? And it took me a couple minutes. I was like, oh, it's Sam, just great, you know, volunteer. But her and her siblings, their parents said that they needed portraits. And so they did all these really great, like, you know, kind of silly, there was a couple silly portraits. And then, but there was, I don't know how they set it up, but it looked really great. And I was like, what a great, like, new tradition to have, right? So, and I'm feeling, the parents weren't in the picture, so either they were not physically able to come or, but it was kind of like something new. So, the true meaning centers on, like, memories and connections. So, these connections help sustain and ground us. So it's okay to mourn old traditions, and I think it can be helpful to see how other people celebrate as well.
I think, and I spend time on it, as does most everybody else I know, but I think as good as Facebook can be at times for the holidays, Facebook can be just as bad, because you get caught up in that comparison is a thief.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
And I saw something yesterday morning that said, you know, if you're a parent and you only had two gifts under the tree, or you're a parent and you had all the gifts under the tree, you're still doing a good job. Something along those lines. And I think especially around the holidays, and especially if things have been tough, if we've had our traditions change or whatever, social media can at times be the worst thing, because we get caught up in all of our issues, and then we look and seems like everyone else is doing so much better.
Yeah, and I think it's important to note that you can do a couple of things, right? You can reinvent the tradition, you can make new traditions. And like I said, it was fun to see Sam do something different with her siblings. And I think, you know, as humans, we resist change in any shape or form, whether it's a good change or a bad change. I mean, it's hard for our brains to do that. I had gone to a training right before the holidays on how our brains try to compartmentalize. How am I? I'm not saying that right, but you know, you put them in little boxes, right? So your brain wants to, like, categorize everything, right? I am going to try to say that word at some point in time. Using way too much time for that. So, we can just rechange that, right? So I can say boxes instead of that word that I can't say right now, right? And that's okay. And I think it's the same for our traditions, right? So making those new traditions, and like you said, that fear of missing out, right? I think is real, right? And then also the fear of not doing a societal norm type of thing, like the things that I had seen. I have friends and friends of friends who, a lot of school teachers, and they are so creative, and they dress their whole family the same, and they take like, you know, semi-professional or professional pictures, and it's like, wow, that's really great. And part of me is like, gosh, I wish we could do that. And the other part of me is like, that's just not who we are.
Right.
And that's okay. Right. That's okay. Our family picture, I got one with all of us, and it was grainy because it was really low lights. We just had the lights on the Christmas tree and a couple like too far away. And, you know, I kind of look at it and I'm like, that was the natural filter of what we looked like, you know, night before last. And it's okay. I think we have to start giving ourselves grace. And I think it's a perfect season for that, right? Like, we're okay the way we are. And yesterday, in a traditional Christmas, I would have been, you know, sweating at the stove and baking and da 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 da. And my husband got me a great book last year for my birthday, and I was finally reading it. And I just told my whole family, I was like, I'm going to read today. And they were like, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, not that I needed that permission, but it was great. And we ate at like 7:30 at night, which is kind of late, but it was okay. And it was like, well, maybe this can be our new tradition. Like, I can actually take the day off on a holiday, enjoy my family. And then we stayed up super late the last couple nights playing cards. And it was like, this is kind of new. We haven't done this before. So, you know, embracing what's happening at the time and not trying to make everything like look and feel exactly as it always has maybe you can welcome those new traditions, and maybe this can be the new tradition, you know. And, you know, my kids are old enough now, and I'm finding there's a really funny thing I saw this morning on, it was a humorous clip of this guy, and he was like, this is what it's going to look like when I go to my kid's house, and he was acting like a teenager in his adult's house, like, yeah, you know, drinking that. The milk, you know, some comment was like, if he only drank the milk from the carton, then it would be accurate, right. You know, but like, you know, opening up all the cupboards and wearing his shoes in
and drink all but a little swallow to put back, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. Right, or having no toilet paper on the toilet, right, I mean, all the funny things, but it's funny, it's just like, you know, I find that my kids, now that they've gotten past a certain age and they're in their early 20s, but they're much more helpful now. And, you know, I think it's important to remember, cherish what, especially if you have kids, but even friends change, right? Like, dynamics are just different. There are friends that I have that we used to call all the time, and now we call like once a year. And, you know, that's okay too. So I think we don't have to beat ourselves up as part of the whole thing with, especially this season, right? We can be allowed to give ourselves and others grace and just be happy with being who we are.
Right.
And that's hard, you know, and it can be different, but I think that's part of it too.
Well, we're going into New Year's next week. What advice do you have for listeners when it comes to traditions and getting ready for a brand new year? The big saying is always, new year, new me.
Oh, right. Yeah. New Year's traditions. Gosh, you know, I hadn't thought of that. But I think the biggest thing is people might set unrealistic goals. And I the most satisfying are things that you can do consistently. So, you know, setting those goals that are honestly kind of low-hanging fruit. Like, wow, you know, this is something that I can do. You know, my husband, I'm so proud of him. He's lost weight and he's kept it off by just walking. He just makes it a point to walk every day. And little things like that, it's that repetition that can really help us. And not making an overzealous, I guess, set of new goals. But, and you know, the other thing too is I just love that feeling of give yourself credit of, you know, you got up, you went to work, you made a meal, you cared for somebody in your family, and the day is done, and that's enough.
The small wins.
Right, exactly. So I'd say, yeah, definitely that. Take those small wins and make, you know, the best thing to do for the new year is make sure that those wins are more consistent if you can. So consistency, I think, is even more important than those big goals sometimes. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, Karen, if people want to get involved in Mental Health America, Putnam County, how can they reach out to you?
Oh, great. Thank you, Paul. Our website is really great. It's mhaopc.org, so Mental Health America of Putnam County. And we're a nonprofit organization. So, yeah, go to the website. It has really good information. I wanted to mention the holidays thing again, too. So mhanational.org/holidays. Has even more information about holiday traditions, but then also marginalized groups in our community can have even more resources. And there's just some really good information there. So I'd highly recommend that. Can I plug our Don't Dodge the Issues event that's coming up this spring? So March 8th, you can, especially now, since you have all your family here, see if you can get a team of dodgeball players. So that's why it was started out as a dodgeball and mental health awareness, but we have a mental health fair. There'll be mental health providers there, and then great information. MHA is fabulous about mental health information, so we'll have displays of really good consumable information about your mental health as well. And those resources are on our website as well. So thank you for letting me chat about that. March 8th. And we have an office number, 653-3310. Our website, and then email is just info, short for information, at mhaopc.org.
Karen Martolio, Mental Health America of Putnam County. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Paul, it was delightful. You have a great day.
You too.
Happy holidays to everybody.
Back to the music here on Giant FM 94.3 WRED.